I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A Christmas Carol, The Rude Retelling, read by Brian Harvey. If you're offended easily, then this isn't the Christmas story for you. Part 6.
The Phantom slowly, silently, and pretty fucking scarily approached Scrooge. Its face was hidden under a hood, its form hidden by the black cloak it wore. It left nothing to show, except an outstretched hand. The spirit did not speak, though Scrooge could feel the dread emanating from the darkness. "Am I in the presence of the ghost of Christmas yet to come?" asked Scrooge. The spirit was silent, but pointed onward with his hand. "Oi, shithead! Mr. Spooky, are you the ghost of Christmas yet to come?" demanded Scrooge. Again, the spirit was silent and pointed onward with his hand. Scrooge continued the one-way conversation. "So I guess you're going to show me the shadows of things to come. Is that so, spirit?" You guessed it. No response. Now, I'll be honest with you here. The other spirits had nothing on this bloke. Scrooge was shitting his fucking pants. "I fear you more than any other spirit," exclaimed Scrooge. "But I know your purpose is to do me good, and I hope to live to be another man. I'm prepared to bear your company. Lead on, spirit." And the spirit did, as once again Scrooge's bedroom soon vanished to be replaced by the city outside. The spirit stopped alongside a group of businessmen discussing the morning news.
"I don't know much about it. I just know the cunt's dead," said one.
"I thought he never died," said another.
"What has he done with his money?" asked a red-faced gentleman, as one with a large chin replied.
"I haven't heard. He can't take it with him, but I'm sure he tried."
The conversation continued with thoughts, including it could be the emptiest funeral known to man, unless people are intrigued to go just to ensure he's dead. Scrooge looked confused. Who could they be talking about? The spirit moved him onto another group. A duo of fine, smart, upstanding businessmen, men like Ebenezer Scrooge himself.
"How are you?" said one.
"How are you?" returned the other, neither actually answering.
"Old Scratcher's got his own at least, hey?"
"So I'm told," came the response.
"Cold, isn't it?"
as they very Britishly discussed the weather before parting ways. Such a short, sharp conversation. Surely it has more meaning than it seems, or else the spirit wouldn't have shown me it, thought Scrooge. But who meant so little that it didn't warrant more of a conversation? It couldn't be his partner Jacob, for this was the future, not the past. He could think of no one, no one connected with himself, that would get this response. But he fought to absorb every word, for it would help him figure out and become the better man he needed to be. He looked about the city for the very place he would be upon that time. "Seriously, this fucking Dickens chap needs to sort out his fucking fancy wording." Bottom line, he couldn't see himself
where he would expect to be. But this wasn't a surprise, for he knew he'd be a changed man, so perhaps there was a new routine he would follow. The spirit moved Scrooge on once more, to a part of town that Scrooge would never go, the back alleys. The smell was unlike the main centre, and that was saying something. This is the Victorian times, it fucking stunk. Anyway, the back alleys were filled with people, half naked, drunk and ugly. But the spirit continued to lead the way to a dark corner. There, a woman approached a man with a bag full of loot. Then a man did the same. And finally, a third joined them with an equally full bag. One by one, they were welcomed into a back room.
"You couldn't have met me in a better place," said old Joe to the woman.
The woman responded by throwing her loot onto the floor.
"What's it worth then?" she asked. "Every person has a right to take care of themselves. He certainly did."
After some haggling, they settled on a price. The man then did the same with his next two guests, and now possessed an array of items, from sheets to teaspoons, boots, and even sleeve buttons. They'd robbed the man's house, the dead man everyone had been talking about, but showed no signs of remorse, just happiness at the money they were walking away with. Scrooge watched on in horror. They laughed and joked about this man's death and stole his riches away without a care in the world. Before he could react any further, he was surrounded in mist and the scene changed before his eyes. It was dark, but he felt a bed. An uncurtained bed with a ragged sheet. Then he noticed a pale light rising in the air and upon the bed. On it, plundered and bereft, unwatched, unwept, uncared for, was the body of a man. Scrooge glanced towards the spirit, who pointed to the head of the bed. Scrooge looked upon the man and thought about how easy it would be to pull back the sheet and see the face beneath, but he has no power to do so. This man lay in the bed without a man, woman or child there to mourn or shed a tear.
"Spirit," cried Scrooge, "this is a fearful place. I'm leaving it. Let us go."
But the spirit was a stubborn bitch and pointed once more to the head.
"I understand you," reasoned Scrooge. "And I would do it if I could, but I have not the power, spirit."
Again, the spirit just looked upon him.
"If there is any person in the town who feels emotion caused by this man's death, then show me that person, spirit,"
agonized Scrooge. The penny was starting to drop. The spirit raised an arm and spread its cloak. The room changed in an instant.
While we'd all enjoy the spirit to move Scrooge into an empty room as the final fuck you, this wasn't the case. The room was filled with daylight, a mother and her children. The father entered the room.
"He's dead," he said.
The mother looked upon him and smiled.
"To whom will our debt be transferred?" she asked,
came the response.
"I don't know, but by then we will be ready with the money, my dear."
The only emotion the ghost could show was that of happiness. Scrooge asked,
"Show me some tenderness connected with death."
So the spirit moved Scrooge once more. This time, to a place he recognised. It was Bob Cratchit's. It was quiet. Like really fucking quiet. The children sat motionless. Bob's wife sewed. The silence was broken as Peter asked where his father Bob was.
"He walked home slower than he used to these last few evenings," he added. "I've known him walk with..."
Her voice cracked in sadness before she continued.
"I've known him walk with Tiny Tim upon his shoulder faster,"
she remarked. The kids all agreed and looked down in sadness before the door opened. Bob had returned home.
"I wish you would have gone. It would have done you good to see how green a place it is," sobbed Bob. "But you'll see it often. I promised him that. I would walk there on a Sunday. My little, little child."
He broke down as soon as the final word came out of his mouth. Scrooge was speechless. Tiny Tim was gone. The spirit's final trip was to lead Scrooge to a graveyard and a headstone.
The finger came out once more to point the way. The fucking thing. He loves the finger, this bloke, doesn't he? It really would be more fucking useful in future, especially for a podcast, if this fucking character spoke. But he don't, so we'll get on with it. Anyway, Scrooge looked at the graveyard and knew he was about to learn the name of the wretched man who lay on that bed.
"Before I draw near a spirit," said Scrooge.
"Well, it wouldn't be the fucking spirit talking, would it?
Answer me one question. Are these the shadows of things that will be, or things that may be?"
The spirit, you guessed it, just pointed. Scrooge gave up on the conversation and crept towards it. Trembling, he read upon the stone. In a shock of all shocks. I mean, who saw this coming? Ebenezer Scrooge.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.